For KUER News, I'm Andrea Smartin. Around this time of year, many of us are thinking about how we can help those who are most in need. We usually think about getting somebody a turkey or some warm clothes. But with me in studio today is somebody who has an alternative idea about ways you can make an impact. Laura Michalski is the new CEO for the 4th Street Clinic, which provides health care to homeless Utahns. Laura, you come to Salt Lake City from Chicago at the largest free clinic of its kind in the country. Can you talk about the role healthcare plays in homelessness, why you think it's so important?
I got involved beginning in Chicago. I started volunteering at a free clinic for the uninsured and became very passionate about the work that we did. Individuals came to our health center with no other options. We've gone through a lot of changes with healthcare reform, and many of these people are now able to access healthcare, but for a large number, they're still not able to access healthcare. And so that really leaves you without much hope. And when you're not feeling well, you try a variety of different alternatives, whether it's self-medication, self-diagnosis, and you really feel lost. And quite often, if you're in pain, you feel angry. The clinic at 4th Street and the one in Chicago really help turn people around and give them that hope of understanding that people still care. We care about you regardless of your situation. We want you to be healthy. And through that, we can help you address maybe some of the other social issues through providing that medical care.
And it's not just, you know, treating the diabetes or the infection, but in this, especially in this population, there's such huge need in terms of mental health and substance abuse services, right?
Correct. Diabetes and hypertension are probably the least of the clients' concerns. The providers, of course, that's important, but you need to look at that whole individual. You have to address them where they're at. And it's hard to talk to someone about eating enough fresh fruits and vegetables when they're focused on where I'm going to sleep tonight and the challenges that they're going to face. So what we do is really try to meet the individual where they're at, deal with some of those behavioral health issues or the substance abuse issues, as well as the medical health.
And have you seen an impact there when you give people these services? Are you able to see that it can make an impact in their lives?
Absolutely. We've had so many success stories with our patients coming through feeling that they had no hope and working with our staff and volunteers to turn their lives around. We have several members that participate in our community advisory board that have been successful in turning their lives around and now advocate for others. Many of them are holding down jobs, have found housing, and now are giving back in the community.
So it's really much more long-term impact than, say, one holiday meal.
Absolutely.
I know you're going to be at the Leonardo Museum this evening as part of a new exhibit they have called No Fixed Address. What is this exhibit about, and what are you hoping comes out of it?
This exhibit really portrays the homeless through their own eyes. Some of the patients have been given an opportunity to have a camera and go out and take pictures. And you can see life through a homeless individual through their eyes. And we will be at the Leonardo tonight and discuss this. We're just hoping to create awareness as well as keep this as a focus on individuals here in Utah about how they can help the homeless.
As part of the exhibit at the Leonardo, there's a memorial, right?
Mm-hmm. Outside of the museum, there is a memorial that 4th Street helped install that remembers those who have passed away on the streets that have been homeless. And it will remain outside the Leonardo as long as the exhibit is there, and then it'll move to 4th Street. This is a very symbolic remembrance of every homeless person who has passed away on the streets. There are candles outside of it. We will be passing out candles for individuals to remember and honor those who have lost their lives on the streets.
So for people who want to help, how can they get more information?
They can go directly to our website. It's www.4thstreetclinic.org. and it will give you plenty of information about how you can financially support, how you can volunteer, or just get involved in the efforts of helping combat homelessness.
Laura Michalski is the new CEO for the 4th Street Clinic in Salt Lake City. You can talk with her yourself this evening at the Leonardo. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.